Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice, O Son of Man.
You are listening to a program of gospel songs and hymns, especially chosen to present the message of salvation, the good news of God, to all who will hear and receive. In Revelation 21 and 22 we read, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. In that day will your name be written there." Is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Oh,
And now for our story, taken from a true incident. Many of the prisoners were in solitary confinement. Hard men and women. Bitter, indifferent, resentful. The frozen masks they wore left no room for a word of kindness. The cold stares gave no encouragement as the minister prepared to speak to the 1,100 inmates of the Joliet, Illinois prison. Because most of the prisoners were in solitary confinement, the service was held in the corridors rather than in the chapel. That day, the minister didn't speak on the prodigal son as so many do on such occasions, but rather spoke from Jeremiah 18:4.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter to make it. Our lives are marred by sin, but there is one who can take the old vessel and remake it into something new, something useful. Even as an earthen vessel cannot help itself, neither can we remake ourselves. Only the master potter can create something from our lives. You ask, who is this master potter? He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yes, the text and sermon was varied from the usual prodigal son message. But it was difficult to tell just how much response there would be. Many of the faces remained expressionless. Some turned away completely. As the minister closed his message,
the Savior will not turn away. He wants to make the vessel into something useful, usable. Let him take your life and make it over. He will give you a peace and joy you didn't know was possible. A peace and joy found only in Jesus Christ. As you come to Him and take Him as your personal Savior, you now know the way of salvation, and He is willing to give it. Are you willing to accept it?
As the minister was about to offer a prayer, away down the corridor in the women's section of the prison, a voice was heard. What a sweet sound to the minister's ears. The stone walls seemed to resound as no opera ever would. The simple melody, sung with sincerity, brought tears to the eyes of the men and women. The woman voiced her penitence and acceptance as the words floated down the corridor. Others followed, and many hearts were freed from the bondage of sin. The scripture says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Will you call on His name as the choir sings our featured hymn, "I Am Coming, Lord"?
Thank you.
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
We hear thy voice, O Son.